wizard to patronise the common entertainments, the Arch-Chancellor would be very angry with us.
What's that?
Said Poons, cupping a hand to his ear. He does look a bit familiar now that you mention it, said the Dean, peering at the poster. The lecturer in recent runes put his head on one side.
It's young Victor, isn't it? He said.
Eh?
Said Poons.
You know, he could be right, said the Chair of Indefinite Studies. He had the same type of weedy moustache.
Who's this? Said Poons.
But he was a student. He could have been a wizard, said Dean. Why would he want to go off and fondle young women?
It's Victor, all right, but not our Victor. Says here he's Victor Maraschino, said the Chair. Oh, that's just a click name, said the lecturer in recent runes, airily. They all have funny names like that. Dolores de Sin and Blanche Languish and Rock Cliff and so on.
He realised they were looking at him accusingly.
Or so I'm told, he added lamely, by the porter. He goes to see a click nearly every night.
What are you on about?
Said Poons, waving his walking stick in the air.
The cook goes every night too, said the Chair. So do most of the kitchen staff. You'll just try getting so much as a ham sandwich after 9 o'clock.
Just about everyone goes, said the lecturer. Except us.
One of the other wizards peered intently at the bottom of the poster.
It says here, he said, a saga of passion and broad staircases in Ankh-Morpork's turbulent history.
Ah, it's historical then, is it? Said the lecturer.
And it says a epic love story that astounded goddesses and men.
Oh, religious as well.
And it says with a 1,000 elephants.
Ah, wildlife. Always very educational, wildlife,
said the Chair, looking speculatively at the Dean. The other wizards were doing so too.
It seems to me, said the lecturer slowly, that no one could possibly object to senior wizards viewing a work of historical, religious, and wildiflorific interest.
University rules are very specific, said the Dean,
but not very enthusiastically.
But surely only meant for the students, said the lecturer. I can quite understand that students shouldn't be allowed to watch something like this. They'd probably whistle and throw things at the screen. But it couldn't seriously be suggested, could it, that senior wizards such as ourselves shouldn't examine this popular phenomenon?
Poons's flailing walking stick caught the Dean sharply across the back of his legs.
I demand to know what everyone's talking about, he snapped.
We don't see why senior wizards shouldn't be allowed to watch the moving pictures,
bellowed the Chair.
Jolly good thing, too, snapped Poons. Everyone likes to look at a pretty woman.
No one mentioned anything about any pretty woman. We were far more interested in examining popular phenomenons, said the Chair.
Call it what you like,
cackled Windlepoons.
If people see wizards strolling out of the gate and going into a common moving picture pit, they'll lose all respect for the profession, said the Dean. It's not even as if it's proper magic. It's just trickery.
You know, said one of the lesser wizards thoughtfully, I've always wondered exactly what these wretched cliques are. Some kind of puppet show, are they? Are these people acting on a stage? Or a shadow play?
See, said the Chair, we're supposed to be wise, and we don't even know.
They all looked at the Dean.
Yes, but who wants to see a lot of young women dancing around in tights?
He said hopelessly. Ponder Stibbons
luckiest postgraduate wizard in the history of the university, sauntered happily towards the secret entrance over the wall.